Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
And you can text to 51551. We're in the home straight in election 24, I can tell you. Today we're live from Cavan Monaghan, and where a record number of 20 candidates are in the hunt for five Dáil seats when voting takes place on Friday, don't forget. Like everywhere else in the country, a lack of housing is a red hot topic here. The state of the roads has been mentioned, and infrastructure, as well as a health service. People mentioned the need to improve access to health services locally, and the local ED services, they need improvement, according to some people. We're here in the Cavan Crystal Hotel, and we're joined by a panel of candidates to discuss all of those issues and more. Brendan Smith is a candidate with Fianna Fáil. TP O'Reilly is the Fine Gael candidate. Pauline Tully is of Sinn Féin, and Shane P. O'Reilly is with Independent Ireland. You're all very welcome indeed to the programme. We'll get on to those topics in just a second, but a few quickfire questions for you. First of all, Shane P. O'Reilly, you're with Independent Ireland. Now, Cavan Monaghan hasn't elected a TD outside of the big three parties in a generation. Why you, and why Independent Ireland?
Well, actually, they elected Padraig Connolly. I think people seem to forget that Padraig was elected back in 2007. It's not just a generation, to be fair, Cormac. Mm-hmm. And I think the people of Cavan Monaghan haven't been actually given the opportunity in the last number of elections to elect someone, I suppose, with the experience, perhaps, that I have. I've been elected five times to Cavan County Council. I've been on the local authority for 20 years. Why me? Well,
you were elected with Fianna Fáil.
I was indeed in 2004.
Why not throw your lot in with Fianna Fáil this time then?
Well, because I left the party in 2020, so I am now a member of Independent Ireland, and that's a decision.
And why? Why did you leave Fianna Fáil?
As I said in an Irish Independent interview recently, myself and Micheál Martin weren't laughing at the same jokes, and that's the situation.
What does that mean, really?
Well, what it means is I didn't like the direction that the party was going, and I don't like the way that the leadership were looking after certain candidates and not others, and that's the way I felt about it at the time.
Brendan?
Yeah, well, Shane made his own decision. Shane was a good party colleague, and he has served successfully on Cavan County Council. But I would be putting out the Fianna Fáil message along with colleagues, and I'm glad to do that. The past few years, we've seen improvement across a number of areas, despite
the huge
challenges.
But in terms of personalities, he obviously felt that he was the best candidate on a Fianna Fáil ticket. He wasn't getting the chance, and he left.
No, he did. Shane didn't contest the general election convention. He contested the Shannadairn convention, and he was a Fianna Fáil candidate.
Well, yeah, but you felt you weren't making headway in Fianna Fáil, so you left.
Well, the way I looked at it was that the leadership at the time, the way that they dealt with things was that they would promote those certainly ahead of myself, and that was the way it was. But that's not the only reason why I left. Yeah. The reason I didn't leave anything to do with not running for elections. If I want to run for election, I'll run for an election. But the direction that things were going, I didn't agree with. There were issues of morality and everything else I didn't agree with. And the simple facts of the matter are, I am my own man, and I'm not answerable to anything else.
We'll come on to the issues in just a second. TP O'Reilly of Fine Gael, the big Fine Gael political beast, for want of a better phrase, Heather Humphreys, who's been so popular here for so long, has left the stage now. And I just wonder, was that a personal vote or was it a Fine Gael vote? Is that vote there for the taking for anybody else around the table, I wonder?
Yeah, well, Heather had a massive vote, some of it personal and some of it party. She had done an awful lot for the constituency of Cavan Monaghan, and that showed in her vote. And yeah, I suppose we have to say that vote will diminish a little, but the majority of that vote is a Fine Gael vote.
You accept that some of that is gone?
A small portion of it, but the majority of the vote will still be with...
Some of that is up for the taking then, Pauline Tully. Do you think you could capitalise?
Absolutely. We're in the running for three seats, and we think we've every opportunity of taking three seats in this constituency. We hold two, and we feel we will hold those two, and that we will actually gain one.
You reckon you'll get some of Heather Humphreys' vote?
Yes, it was a very big personal vote, and I don't think it's necessarily a Fine Gael vote. So yes, that vote is there for the taking.
TP, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose we have three candidates running this time and to take that vote. So we said the majority of the Humphreys votes will stay with our Fine Gael candidates. Absolutely.
Well, you'll be on the hunt for those as well, I'm sure, Brendan Smith.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on the hunt for any vote. and all votes.
What's your ideology, though?
My ideology is given good representation of the people of Cavan Monaghan, regardless of the political class or creed. I have done that over the years. I have worked extremely hard, diligently. in the best interest of all constituents, and that's what I intend to do after this election as well.
That throwaway remark, did it give away something though about your stance in terms of a Fianna Fáil candidate, that you'll take votes from anywhere really?
Oh, but I'm not going to stop anyone voting for me, and I don't know of any candidate throughout any part of this island that ever goes out and says, well, I'd only take a vote from a certain electorate or whatever. There are people who would be opposed ideologically to me who may vote for me on a personal reason or due to my work record or what I've been involved in achieving and helping to achieve, working along with communities and working with others over the years.
Okay.
There are people in different communities who would have worked with me who would be politically opposed to me, but who would go out and see that I was there to support them when they needed to get a school project going or whatever. And they have often said to me, Brendan, I'm supporting you even though I'm completely at odds with your political beliefs.
Have you achieved much? We'll get on to the issues now. Have you achieved much, do you think, or Fianna Fáil in the last 5 years in terms of roads here in Cavan Monaghan? I've seen the roads being described as poor or very poor. 40% of the roads in Cavan described as poor or very poor. Over 3,000 kilometres of roads, only 130 kilometres are national roads here.
Yes.
What have you achieved in the last 5 years in terms of infrastructure?
Since 2020 to 2024, to the end of this year, 200 million has been spent on the roadworks programme in County Cavan. 199 million. Since 2020. That's very substantial. I want to achieve more. You take it, there's 46 million has been spent on the N55 through Killydoon, that particular area. We want more funding for a non-national road network. One of the big problems we have is that 95% of our road network is non-national. We have a very intensive agricultural sector. We, by and large, our businesses, our enterprises are small and medium, which means they're sited along regional and county roads. Our topography, our Drumlin country, we don't have free draining soil. But I remember
Hold on, Pauline Tully of Sinn Féin.
We need to achieve
more. Topography is the reason the roads aren't better. Do you accept that?
No, I do not accept that. And when Brendan's saying about the spend on roads, a large proportion of that is on the national network. It's not on the local roads. And we've got about 3,000 kilometres of local road in this county. Now, there's three LEAs and there's roughly 1,000 kilometres in each LEA. The engineer says, ideally, they should be repairing 80 to 100 kilometres of road every year so that, you know, every 10 years they're going back to the original roads.
What would you do?
So we would invest a lot more money. Like, only 13 kilometres of local road could be done in the LEA this year that I live in. 13 kilometres out of 1,000 approximately. I mean, so there has to be a bigger investment.
But it also has to be more than 200 million in Cavan.
Yes, we would.
How much?
Sorry?
How much more?
On local roads, we invest 200 million in additional funding to what's committed in the National Development Plan. Because
Over 5 years, you're saying you'd invest 200 more million, is that it?
Yes.
Or 400 million, which one?
No, in addition to what's already been committed. But I mean, some of what Brendan's talking about is national road commitments as well, not just local.
Give me the exact figure.
So 200 million additional funding for local and regional roads.
In Cavan?
Yes.
Okay, really?
No, yes, yeah.
And where would that money come from?
But look, we have to invest because otherwise, you know, as you say, our business are not going to invest in this county if they can't actually transport goods in and out of the county. And Monaghan is a county, both counties are counties without rail, so we need... We need transport.
Monaghan get the same then?
I don't have the actual breakdown of all of the figures here.
Okay.
Right.
But roughly?
I don't know. Okay. I don't have those figures there.
Can I ask you, Shane P. O'Reilly, your party, Independent Ireland, are proposing a Lewis, are you not, or a light rail for Cavan Monaghan?
No.
It's in your manifesto.
I think that that was in a spurious publication, as far as I'm aware.
Really?
Yeah, as far as I know. It's not for Cavan Monaghan. What I want it is, we're supporting the rail.
Is this your manifesto?
That's the manifesto, which was launched last Friday.
Okay, so can I read it to you then?
You can. Can we go back to the roads?
You called it a spurious publication. It says, expand light rail services to all 26 counties in rural and urban areas.
Mm-hmm. Look at here. The simple facts of the matter are, let's be totally honest about it. Mm. If you were to do that to everywhere, you know, it ain't going to happen, right?
But that's your plan.
But hold on a minute and I'd be totally honest with you. Have you looked at the manifestos of other parties?
I have.
Yeah, well, maybe it should look a bit tighter. The simple facts of the matter are...
What does that mean?
When we look at light rail, the issues that we have regarding light rail are needed to the likes of Navan to Kells. They won't come to Kells, unfortunately, and they should. And that would be to support those towns which are to our end of the county of Cavan, which have the most amount of people who are travelling day in, day out to Dublin, and it would be a great help. The rail link to Navan would happen. There has been talk of a rail link to Kings
so
Court.
Just to be clear, is Independent Ireland committing to bringing light rail to all 26 counties, including Cavan, Monaghan, or not?
Well, they are in the manifesto there, but I am saying that it would be certainly a wonderful thing to happen, but
Is it a commitment from you now? You're the candidate.
No, I'm telling the truth here, and what I'm saying is, in my opinion, it's only my opinion, that is a wonderful idea.
But it's not a commitment?
It's not a commitment, no.
Okay, but it seems like a commitment in the manifesto.
But there are other things in the manifesto as well, which are aims and objectives.
Okay, so you're actually quite honest and clear.
No, I am very honest at that. But can I go back to the Rose Cup, please? I really have to. And I tell you why, because I am actually the chairperson of the Ballygemstuff Municipal District, okay? And that is the municipal district that Pauline speaks about, that we could only do 13 kilometres of road. Can I just say, we have a major issue here with the local improvement schemes, and they are private lanes and everything else, which the government actually took the funding away from some time back. And that has to be looked at. But we need to look at here in County Cavan, we would need an extra 12 million per annum over the next 8 years to actually bring the roads up to a respectable standard.
You're concerned about the roads, as are many other people, T.P. O'Reilly of Fine Gael. Now, if voters in Cavan Monaghan are driving on bad roads this evening, nearly 40% of the roads are poor or very poor, they might well ask, what has 14 years of Fine Gael in power done for us?
Well, we have contributed an awful lot. And the money that's spent through all the local authorities has been spent well, and the improvements in our roads in the last 5 years has been second to none. But as Brendan's rightly pointed out, the topography in this county is so much different to a lot of other counties, and we have hills and we have a lot of water egress onto roads, and we have problems, I suppose, that's not common maybe to other counties.
Why not spend more then?
Oh yeah, and we do need to spend more. And we
Why haven't you?
That. We have spent 200 million. We need to spend more, but we need to spend, when we get money in the morning, we need a ramped up approach. We need a plan for a 2-3 year approach, that money comes in and we have contractors in place to be able to carry out the work as well. So
that's
it's not just
Fine Gael,
a matter of throwing money at the
problem. But isn't that what Fine Gael said in 2016 and in 2011 as well?
Yeah, but we have seen major, major increases in the investment in our roads. Now, and in the last few years, that has been eroded, I suppose, through the extra costs for materials. And we have seen that. But at the same time, with the money we have
spent... So hang on a second here. If there's a problem with roads in Cavan, and poor roads, bad roads, are a very, very dangerous situation for any county, given accidents and road deaths and so on, surely the action is, we need to spend more, give us more money, we have billions in surplus, instead of saying at election time, yes, we need to spend more money.
Yes, but we are spending more. We have spent more, and we're determined to spend more in the next 5 years going forward.
Okay.
Cormac, since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as we know, energy costs went through the rocketed increase-wise, unfortunately. I remember at one stage, some of the costs of the products that are part of road reconstruction, bitumen and other products, some of their cost base rose by 80% over an 18-month period. So we were getting a substantial increase in financial resources, but it wasn't doing the amount of work that it would have done 12 months previously.
I understand. You're all
we need more money. There's no doubt about that. And we need an improvement in our road network.
Really briefly, before we go to a break, and we'll come on to another topic in just a second, does anybody bar... you said you have... It's not a commitment, Shane P. O'Reilly, light rail. Does anybody see trains and light rail as an ambition for Cavan Monaghan?
Well, yes. My priority is the road network.
Roads, okay.
For the moment, the long-term priority rail.
Pauline Tully.
There was a rail network into this country, and the lack of vision of Fianna Fáil governments around the end of the 50s, early 60s, actually closed that rail network. I mean, if they'd even kept it open, if it wasn't viable at the time to keep the line in place and
upgraded.
But
I'm not sure it's in your manifesto either to introduce light rail to Cavan Monaghan.
But it is in the future plans to extend from Portadown down into Cavan and on down to Mullingar.
GP.
My main priority is roads. And definitely rail is needed. But rail is not going to come in the next five to ten years.
Okay.
So my priority is the like of the Virginia Bypass, which is much needed as a main artery into County Cavan. And that needs to be done not alone to alleviate traffic in Virginia, but for access into the county.
Okay, we'll discuss housing, healthcare and more after the break with candidates from Cavan Monaghan.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Now, our reporter, you're very welcome back to Cavan Monaghan. We're in the Cavan Crystal Hotel with Brendan Smith of Fianna Fáil, T.P. O'Reilly of Fine Gael, Pauline Tully of Sinn Féin and Shane P. O'Reilly of Independent Ireland. Housing like everywhere else in the country, and it's startling when you do programmes like this on, in various parts of the country, how red hot an issue housing is for everyone, and it is in Cavan Monaghan as well. There are thousands of people on the social housing waiting list, I'm told. Young people can't afford to buy, but they can't afford, many of them, to rent either. Pauline Tully of Sinn Féin, how would your approach, if you're in government, be different to what's been there already in for 5 years?
Oh, we'd have to increase the amount of both social and affordable housing in the county. I mean, the social housing has been very, very slow. I think only 250 units since the end of last year were having produced in this term of government. So that's from 2020 to 2023. I'm not sure what's come on board just yet this year. But it's not sufficient to meet the demand. And then I encounter people all of the time who are over the social housing threshold but cannot get a mortgage to buy and can't afford the crippling rents. So they're living at home with parents.
And you'd freeze rents, would you?
We would freeze rents, and we'd have an eviction ban on no-fault evictions for 3 years as well. But we need an affordable housing scheme.
On freezing rents, would that not help stop people being evicted?
No, because they're going to force the smaller landlords out of the market again, which we have seen already, and that's not constructive going forward.
Well, what would you do?
We need to get building houses and the supply of houses. That's what needed. We in our manifesto have committed to building 60,000 houses a year, and that's what needed. Supply that's needed, and that's the only way we're going to alleviate it at the minute.
Okay, but for people who may face eviction in the next couple of months, and they listen to Pauline Tully, they might say, yeah, that will do for me. But what do you say to them?
We have seen massive increase in social housing right across this county, in Mulla, in Kilnaleck, in Ballyjamestuff, in all our towns. Baylor, we're at 40 there. There's so much social housing that's going on all across, and we're actively seeking sites all over the county. So that is the big thing. The Help to Buy scheme is really, really effective in getting people on the property ladder. Croí Cónaithe, which we brought in a couple of years ago, that has been really effective in getting people on the property.
Pauline Tully, increasing supply, TP says, is the way to go. I mean, could it be counterproductive to ban evictions?
No, it's a measure, a temporary measure, basically, until we get ahead of ourselves in relation to house building. And I mean, TP's talking about how social housing being built in this county. It hasn't increased. He's talking about Kinnaleck. There's no new social housing in Kinnaleck. There's a few due to come on stream probably next year, but nothing has been built in that area for a long time. And the houses in Mulla, we've been held up for months on those houses being allocated to people because of Uiscearán. So, you know, we need a proper plan going forward for house building and for the infrastructure to allow more house building.
How many social homes have been built here in the last year?
809 social homes have been built in Cavan Monaghan since this government took office in the middle of 2020.
5 years?
Yeah, but there is a huge programme underway in both counties at the minute. Most towns in this county have social housing schemes underway. We want them built quicker. There are 2,163 new homes have been built in Cavan Monaghan since this government took office. The social housing lists are down 25% in Monaghan and down 16% in Cavan.
How many are on the social housing waiting list?
I don't recall, just offhand.
Is it thousands?
It's substantial. It's very substantial.
Yes, it is, James.
But Cormac, we want more houses built, so we do.
I know you do, but so does everyone. Quicker. Shane P. O'Reilly of Independent Ireland, what's the solution then if there are thousands waiting?
Well, I think it's probably a three-pronged approach, and I have to say, and great respect for all candidates that are running, but I'm sick of listening to parties talking about building 60,000 houses and 50,000 houses and 40,000 houses, and we had Labour recently talking about building 100,000 houses. Let's be totally honest with the people out there. We don't have the workforce here in this country to deliver these pipe dreams. It's not going to happen. And I think we have to be very, very careful about what we're actually promoting here.
Do you have a housing plan then?
We have a housing plan here in our county, and I have to say that.
No, but it's Independent Ireland.
Independent Ireland, as you've seen.
Yeah.
But what we're saying
is... And what's your target?
We have to ramp up the trades. We have to ensure that we can bring back our brightest and best that are in Australia, that are in Canada, that are in New York. TP speaks about the Croí Cónaithe. I just want to give you a little thing about that. We have over 260 applications in this county. 23 to 26 have been approved and are awaiting the down payment on that, or to draw it down, should I say.
Yeah.
The situation is with Croí Cónaithe, a wonderful scheme, and I credit the government for that. Wonderful scheme. However, €70,000 is the max. You get €50,000, you get a €20,000 top up if you come under certain criteria. However, that €70,000 must be paid, Cormac. You must pay it out before you can get it. I have definitely 100 couples who would only be delighted to bring derelict and vacant buildings back into the housing stock to make it their family home if they could get that in stage payments, because they cannot access finance.
Is it
too bureaucratic, Croí Cónaithe TP O'Reilly?
No, look, there's no such thing as free money. So having to fill out a few forms and to go through the hoops, like, there's 70,000 to be drawn down at the end of this, and that's a big chunk of change to get anyone on the housing ladder.
Yes, but it is €70,000. It is €70,000 of a grant, but in order to draw that down, you must spend the 70,000 first. So you must take that out of your own funds or access a loan in order to do that. Yes. Do you understand that there are people out there that cannot access these funds? And we can talk about local authority schemes all we like.
What do they do? If that loan is not there, how do they access funds?
We do it in stage payments, and we give them a fronted payment of maybe 10 to 15,000 to let them get the work started. Let us get the local economies going. Let's do what that actually was meant to do. And another thing that we have to look at is Cavan and Monaghan need to be included in the rent pressure zones. I have asked for this on numerous occasions. It has happened in Meath, it has happened in Kildare, it has happened everywhere. We have become commuter counties in Cavan and Monaghan, but yet every time the government decides that they are not allowing us into the rent pressure zones.
There's no ceiling at all in Cavan and Monaghan on rent increases?
None.
TP O'Reilly.
Look, we have to be very, just going back to the point on the Croí Cónaithe, we have to be very careful spending public money, that we don't give out money that on projects that might never be finished. So we have to be very careful. If someone draws down a grant for a property to do the work, that work is done and it's finished before we can actually
pay. But that's why it's done on stage payments. So when you get to the certain stages, the money is paid out, and if you complete that stage.
So if a property is started and the 50% of the work is done and then it's cancelled.
Cormac, I think it's very important. I spoke with a young man in Cavan Town today who said he was crippled with rent. And now I cannot believe that there's no rent.
There's no rent cap. In my village of Mulla, which is 4 miles away from the M3, a three-bed semi-detached house was rented last week for €2,000 per month. €500 a week for a young couple with three small kids, and that's what they have to pay to stay in that house.
And they are getting
no support whatsoever from the state.
That's Shane Biore. Brendan Smith of Fianna Fáil. That young man said to me today in Cavan Town that his rent went from €850 to €1,100.
Yeah, it's an exorbitant increase, and it's not acceptable.
The
people who do the assessment in regard to the value of the rent-free zones, they determined, and their advice to government would have been, there was the major urban centres that the rent-free zones were applicable to.
Did you make your voice heard then?
I did, of course.
And what did you say?
I said, was there not merit in including the major towns in every rural county?
And you were ignored.
Those, well, I can't, other people would have made similar.
So you were all ignored.
No, but other people would have made similar claims. The reality is, Cormac, we will never have rents at a reasonable price unless we have supply. 2,163 new houses have been built in Cavan Monaghan since this government took office in June 2020. I would like to see that ramped up. We have to be ambitious, and we have to set targets, Shane, or the house building programme won't be up to the level that we determined.
We need to do it at a true figure. This is not honest figures.
Cormac, hang on a second. What's not honest figures?
Where are you going to get the builders to do it?
But hold on, there's new modern systems of building as well, and there are more people in apprenticeships, there are more people in training. We need more people in construction. And
where are you going to get them? What's your plan?
Yeah, there are more people being trained, there are more people in apprenticeships. Every day you hear people are being encouraged to go in
and
to different trades.
Some of them are leaving those apprenticeships for a delay in training. And
appreciate that. Yeah. But the other thing about it, the modern building systems speed up delivery as well. So we have to have a greater reliance on that. But the only time we'll have any comfort in regard to housing when we have an adequate supply.
And when are we going to have come to you in just a second, but TP O'Reilly of Fine Gael, when are we going to have an adequate supply? We always hear that we should have, we will have.
Yes, but we have seen through COVID where we had building was actually stopped. And in the last two or three, we have seen that supply of houses really ramp up across the county. So going forward in another realistically 2 or 3 years, and the investment that has been made in the Dyke towns of Virginia and Ballyjames, stuff where there's 50 million being spent on sewage treatment systems, allow us to do that and will give us the capacity to build more houses.
You're saying if I need a house and I'm in Castle Blaney or Monaghan town now, you're saying you have to wait for 2 years realistically?
Well, it depends where you want the house. But
there are people on the social housing list in counties Cavan and Monaghan for over 10 years.
Absolutely, yeah. But we still, that the amount of social housing that's been built now, we are eating into that list.
There are people on the social housing list who have been applied for housing assistance payments and they are not being given at the same rate or been given to adjacent counties. And what is happening is we are actually ensuring that those who need the most help are not receiving it.
Pauline Tully.
You would think that the two gentlemen either side of me have not been in government, or their parties have not been in the government for the last, in Fine Gael's case since 2011, and in Fianna Fáil's case more or less since 2016.
We were in government since June 2020.
Yeah, but you've been in the confidence of supply, you've been backing up a
nonsense.
Government. You have been backing up Fianna Gael since 2016.
Incorrect.
It's not incorrect.
There's nothing unusual for Sinn Féin putting out.
And the average rent.
Government.
But you've been supporting the decisions by Fianna Gael since 2016. There's no doubt about that.
That is true.
It is true.
That's typical Sinn Féin.
No, it is not typical Sinn Féin representation. It is absolutely the truth. And the average rent in Cavan in 2020, in quarter three of 2020, was €769. It is now, and this is the average rent, €1,365. That's what's been achieved under the government of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Average rent's almost doubled.
Would you increase HAP?
HAP was supposed to be an emergency payment. We need to increase the supply of housing, both
same
social
with Brendan Smith
and
in Fáil.
Everyone is on the same. It's housing supply.
They have had their opportunity to increase it, and they did
not. You're going to get grass.
And I do question the figure that Brendan gave.
Now,
the figure of what you gave for social housing.
Any figure that I ever quote is always accurate.
It is not accurate. No, it is not accurate.
It is absolutely accurate.
And no affordable housing delivered in this county.
What's the right one in your
view? I said 250 social houses up to the end of last year in this term of government. There is no way that there was 600 houses in social houses.
I said 809.
I know you did.
Which is the correct figure. I'm going to leave you in simmering disagreement on housing, and we'll move on to the equally important topic of health. Staff at Cavan General Hospital recently described working conditions at the hospital as mission impossible. TP O'Reilly, because of low staffing levels and high patient numbers. That's despite recent increases. So what do you say to them?
Look, we need to do more, and we need to increase them levels even further. But we have and it's such an increase in the amount of money we have put in to our health system. And yes, we need to do more, but the Cavan General Hospital and the staff in there and the work that they do is absolutely phenomenal.
What are you committing to do then?
We're in with further investment. I don't have the figure with me.
No. Brendan Smith, do you have any figures for me?
Well, I'll tell you what's going to be done at Cavan General Hospital. There is a major development programme. We will have a new emergency department, a new endoscopy unit, new oncology unit. We'll also have 57 additional beds. Of course it'll be staffed. That will go to tender in the second quarter of 2025. The planning permission is going through the normal process at the minute. That will be a huge addition to our general hospital. And we want that, and it will be staffed when the buildings are complete. Cavan General Hospital but has seen a huge increase in activity over the past number of years. There has been a substantial increase in staffing, because of the demand.
Working conditions are really tough.
Of course they are, because of the demand and services.
Morale is at an all-time low among staff in Cavan General Hospital. I think on paper there's 35 vacancies at the moment, but actually because of the pay and number strategy, there's actually over 2,000 across all the grades, like nursing and healthcare, that are not being filled. They have actually balloted to take strike action, not on pay but on conditions. I've talked to staff out there. They cannot. It's not safe. Actually, they said it's not safe at the moment.
That.
To work.
We discussed that at the top of the program. Short on time. What's your commitment to them?
We're going to create 5,000 extra beds across the state in a term of government. Okay. That's what's needed.
Shane P. O'Reilly of Independent Ireland, do you have commitments on health?
We have the commitments that are all in there, but to go back to Cavan Monaghan, and I want to make it very, very clear. I spoke on the local radio, or Shannon Side Northern Sound debate last week about it. As regards what's going on in Cavan General Hospital, morale is at an all-time low. I owe my life to Cavan General Hospital, and I want to make that very, very clear. I visited Monaghan Hospital only in the last number of days, and I have to say the work that's been done on the minor injuries clinic, which I have to say was introduced in a
shorter picture. Give me one commitment to them.
The one commitment is, I can tell you, that any of the jobs and the positions that need to be filled, and especially in something that's very close to my heart, in palliative care, they will be filled, and they will be filled by us in Independent Ireland, because I will tell you here now, there was an embargo, then there was an embargo, now there is an embargo, but then what we did, we replaced it with pay and numbers. It's a disgrace.
I really appreciate your time this evening, I must say. Shane P. O'Reilly of Independent Ireland, Pauline Tully of Sinn Féin, T.P. O'Reilly of Fine Gael, and Brendan Smith of Fianna Fáil. I can tell you that there is a full list of declared candidates at rte.ie/constituencies, and I wish you all the very, very best in what's left of the campaign.
Thank you.
Thank you.